Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, November 25th. South Bruce OPP say they have located a teen who was reported missing from Walkerton yesterday afternoon safe. Police are thanking the community for its assistance. Owen Sound Police say they're anticipating criminal charges will be laid against a driver involved in a collision on Friday night. It happened at 2nd Avenue and 6th Street East. A white SUV making a left turn crashed into an oncoming vehicle, then fled the scene, leaving the other vehicle with significant damage. Police say they've located the white SUV and are thanking community members for their help in finding it. Cardboard recycling in Owen Sound is going to get more convenient next year. Curbside corrugated cardboard collection will be changing to correspond with biweekly recycling and garbage collection. Heidi Jennin is Owen Sound's Supervisor of Environmental Services.
This will enhance service levels without any additional cost to the city.
Currently in Owen Sound, garbage and recycling pickup happens once every 2 weeks, but corrugated cardboard like pizza boxes and parcel boxes is only collected monthly. The plan is to implement the change in cardboard collection in January. Meaford is inviting everyone to take in the holiday season with some upcoming events. There's a planned tree lighting and window display on Thursday evening at Meaford Hall. There will also be a screening of Disney's The Santa Claus Saturday at Meaford Hall. You can read all about the events on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. An adjusted design for Southampton's High Street reconstruction project is set to be presented in Saugeen Shores tonight. The early designs had some feedback or pushback over a reduction of parking spaces. The new design allows for more parking. In fact, there will only be a reduction of 4 parking spots compared to the initially proposed loss of up to 65 spaces. Council's Committee of the Whole will see the latest presentation tonight. Bruce Grey Owen Sound MP Alex Ruff is hosting an information session for employers who want to apply for the Canada Summer Jobs Program. The federal program provides student wage subsidies to successful applicant businesses and organizations. Its deadline is a month earlier than usual. You can apply now, and the deadline is December 19th. Ruff says the application process can be complicated.
It's a very competitive program. The federal government has changed the national priorities and tweaked them every year that I've been a member of parliament. So you need to write to that.
The virtual employer information session with Service Canada is set to go December 5th. You can register online at alexruffmp.ca. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 33 points to 25,410. The Dow Jones is up 440 points. Our dollar is trading at 71.5 U.S. cents, down 0.03 of a cent. And the price of oil is $69.07, down $2.17 a barrel. In sports, a busy night in the NHL, 11 games, including an all-Canadian matchup between the Calgary Flames and Ottawa Senators. Next game for the Toronto Maple Leafs is Wednesday against the Florida Panthers. The Leafs have won 7 of 8. The latest OHL power rankings were released this morning, and the Owen Sound Attack are back outside the top 16 after losses to London and Oshawa over the weekend. The Attack are set for a midweek road trip over the border to take on the Erie Otters Wednesday evening. You can hear the game live on Kiev Owen Sound Terry's trailer service, Bear Radio. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors face the Detroit Pistons tonight. In the NFL, it's the Baltimore Ravens against the LA Chargers in the Monday Nighter. And some MLB offseason news. Former Blue Jay Yusei Kikuchi has reportedly signed a 3-year deal to join the LA Angels. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the REMAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, a chance of showers or flurries tonight, 70-kilometer wind gusts through the overnight, a low of 2 degrees. A chance of showers tomorrow, still windy, the temperature falling to +1. Flurries and a high of +2 on Wednesday.